cardiology student from Portsmouth was shocked to discover that she needed a pacemaker herself. Catherine Collins found out after wearing a heart monitor during her training. She was successfully treated. She's now a full-time cardiac physiologist at the Queen Alexandra Hospital in Portsmouth and says that too many people ignore the signs that something is wrong. Catherine joins me on the line now. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to talk to you today.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about this this experience. So how old were you? What were you doing when you found out that you had heart problems yourself?
I was 26 years old. I was working in Yeovil at the hospital there as a trainee. For many years, I had blackouts, dizzy spells, palpitations. Had seen medical professionals about them, but been reassured that there was most likely nothing to worry about. And then when I started training, I put a monitor on myself, rather sillily, actually, just to experience what it was like to be a patient in that situation. And handed it over to a colleague of mine, and she analysed it and discovered that my heart just stops beating for seconds, sometimes 5, 6, 7 seconds at a time, which, as you can imagine, can make you feel a little bit unwell.
Yeah. And so if that had gone left unchecked, you're in your mid-20s, would that have only got worse as you got older?
Probably. It's hard to say, really. Sometimes it just stays as bad as that. Sometimes it can degenerate into further arrhythmias. But I hope that I would have discovered it at some point.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, not long after that, yeah.
And so what happened then? So you have a pacemaker fitted to address that arrhythmia, and can you now live a mostly normal life?
A completely normal life.
Right.
That's the whole point of having a pacemaker. It's to correct a problem. It's not to stop you from being able to do anything. I mean, I'm going jungle trekking this year in Indonesia, so that gives you an idea of just how much of normal life, you know. Why not? It's to do.
And when you look back at the chances that you had to get this diagnosed before, you know, by chance putting this monitor on you, was something missed? I mean, you have this training now where you understand what the symptoms suggest. Were GPs maybe not picking up on this breathlessness, this dizziness, these palpitations?
It's very difficult to say because those symptoms can be completely benign in young patients and in young women. I think that attitudes have changed in the 10 years since I was diagnosed. So I see quite a lot of patients in my clinics who have exactly those symptoms, and they are referred to cardiology for investigation. So we do see a very large number of patients coming through. And most of the time we can say that actually it is nothing to worry about, that this is completely benign. But we do catch the occasional patient that actually has something maybe a little bit more serious going on. So I think it has changed. I think as medicine has progressed and information is out there now with the internet, and I think people are a bit more informed about what they can achieve with medicine these days.
But don't be afraid if you are, because you'll know yourself.
No.
If you know that something is wrong with you, keep going back, keep nagging until you get something addressed.
Well, I think so, yeah. I think if you are experiencing blackouts, definitely you should be seen, you know, by a medical professional and hopefully be referred on to be investigated. Those are not something you should take lightly. Dizzy spells, palpitations, again, if they are affecting your life, you know, to any great extent, then absolutely you should be asking for some investigations there. And I think, like I said, we do see an awful lot of patients for those exact symptoms. So I think, you know, GPs are referring. So it's a good sign.
Catherine, it's really good to talk to you this morning. I'm glad that you're well. Enjoy Indonesia, or try to.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah, Catherine Collins is a cardiac physiologist at the QA Hospital in Portsmouth.